This video will show you how to use the frequency report. Click on Discipline, Trends, and Discipline Frequency Report. In the setup box, check your year, district, and school. For grades, you can either leave this blank, choose one or two grade levels, or select all grade levels. Date from and date to should be set so that only the referrals created within the date range specified are included on the report. Show should be set to the type of report desires. These also correspond with the buttons on the right side of the screen. Actions will create a report listing the number of students and the number of referrals for each administrative action code on the admin page. Hearings will list the number of students and the number of referrals for each hearing result code on the hearings page. Incidents will list the number of students and the number of referrals for each incident code on referral page 1. SIS incidents will list the number of students and the number of referrals for each SIS incident code that is on the admin page for suspensions and corporal punishments. Locations will list the number of students and the number of referrals for each location code that is on referral page 1. Month will list the number of students receiving a referral and the number of referrals created during each month. Time will list the number of students receiving a referral and the number of referrals created during each hour of the day. Staff will list the number of students receiving a referral and the number of referrals created by staff member. Day and month graphs will look the same, but day will show the chart the number of referrals per day, per month. DOW will list the number of students receiving a referral and the number of referrals created during each day of the week. For SPED, select all students, special ed students only, or regular ed students only for the report. For PBIS, select all referrals, major referrals only, or minor referrals only for the report. For referral type, select if the referrals are to include regular referrals or bus referrals. Primary incident, action only. Check only to include the primary actions taken or primary incidents only in the count. Leave unchecked to include all actions taken and incidents. If students live on campus, referrals may be given outside of normal class times. Run for allows only referrals generated outside normal class times, only inside normal class times, or all. Click OK. After clicking OK, a chart will appear on the left side displaying the codes that are appropriate to the options selected on the setup box by show and the number of referrals, students, averages the number of referrals, and percentage of the student body associated with each code. On the right is a graph displaying by default the number of referrals per code. At the bottom of the graph is a set of buttons. Pie will change the graph to a pie graph, and bar will change it back to a bar graph. Ref will show the referrals by code. STU will show by student per code. ACT will show the number of referrals per actions code. HEAR will show the number of referrals per hearing code. INC will show the number of referrals per incidence code. SIS will show the number of referrals per SIS incidence code. LOC will show the number of referrals per location code. MON will show the number of referrals per month code. TIME will show the number of referrals per time code. STAFF will show the number of referrals per staff. DAY will show the number of referrals per day code. DOW will show the number of referrals per day of week. Click Print to get a print preview of the chart. You have the option to save or print. Under the graph, there is a printer icon. Click the printer icon to get a print preview of the graph. You also have the option to save or print. This concludes our video.